Just out of curiosity, if you had known she had the BRAF mutation up front, what would you have likely treated her with?
At the moment, we usually would start with FOLFOX-BEV. We don't implement this new targeted agents in first line. We start them in later lines. Although in some young patients in good condition where we really see that it's a very aggressive disease, you could defend the cause of going for FOLFOXIRI or FOLFOXIRI plus bevacizumab, so a triplet chemotherapy. There are some data from the Italian study, although in a low number of patients, that triplet in this situation may be the very active option. And that's what we sometimes do. We look at the profile of the patient to see whether we would decide with a doublet, start with a doublet or a triplet in the first line.
Just to switch over to Wells, again, if the patient's clinically stable, but you know they have a BRAF mutation, FOLFOXIRI, FOLFOXIRI-BEV, FOLFOX-BEV, what are you likely to do?
I definitely have a low threshold, depending on the performance status, et cetera, to go to FOLFOXIRI, just based on that evidence. Although we tend in the United States to use more FOLFIRINOX because we often don't use that high-dose 5-FU. I think the other thing to remember about the BRAF is that these patients are often MSI high, and so you really, due to methylation of MLH1. So when you have a BRAF mutation, you really need to pay attention. Make sure you have those microsatellite results back. And if someone is MSI high, it actually would not be inherited because you cannot inherit a BRAF mutation, and it's often an epigenetic phenomenon. So, and what's interesting is even though we know BRAF is a poor prognostic factor and is often resistant to conventional chemo, if you look at the microsatellite high trials, it wipes out the effect of a BRAF mutation. Whether you're BRAF V600E mutated MSI high or BRAF wild-type MSI high, they both seem to get benefit, which
is very interesting. And Eric, you pointed out in our algorithm that maybe really we need to look into this issue of BRAF and MSI together. But let's just stick with the MS stable situation. And this patient actually got treated on the trial that you presented at ESMO. I guess she was on that trial?
That's correct. She's on that trial. The BRAF and MEK inhibitors in Europe are not yet approved, so we can have some medical need programs, but she was put on the trial and she did very well. Actually, she still does very well. She's now for 8 months on treatment. Remember, she was after 2 months already progressive on FOLFOX-BEV, and now she is for 8 months on treatment with a partial response from the second evaluation ongoing and with some skin toxicity, but not this pronounced skin toxicity that you often see with the EGFR inhibitors, and that's what typically also what we see if you combine an EGFR inhibitor plus a MEK inhibitor and then also the BRAF inhibitor. The skin rash related to the EGFR inhibitors is, for reasons that are not very clear to me, are usually less pronounced and less frequent, and that's consistently seen in the different trials also.
Yeah, and I think I've been seen with melanoma as well. You know, obviously BRAF and MEK can cause skin toxicity somehow when you combine them. Now you're combining three. What exactly did she have in her skin? How much of a problem was it, this patient?
Well, it's not a real problem. She had some diffuse rash on the body, some small pustules, a little bit on the body and in the face, which were itching, but which were easily treatable in this patient with local treatments as well as earlier outlined, and also with some minocycline, some tetracyclines that we gave her in this patient.